this is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we explore the Ahmad Jamal Trio's classic album from 1958 called At the Pershing, But Not For Me. On January 16, 1958, the Ahmad Jamal Trio recorded live from the Pershing Lounge inside Chicago's Pershing Hotel. All five sets were recorded that night, and out of 43 tracks, 8 were selected by Jamal himself for this historic album. His swinging trio included Chicago bassist Israel Crosby and New Orleans drummer Vernell Fournier. Let's begin with the standard, There Is No Greater Love. Ahmad Jamal, a native of Pittsburgh, grew up being influenced by many other pianists like Art Tatum, Teddy Wilson, Count Basie, Nat King Cole, and especially fellow Pittsburgh icon Errol Garner. He formed his first trio in 1950 with bassist Eddie Calhoun and guitarist Ray Crawford. He eventually replaced Calhoun with bassist Israel Crosby, and they debuted with an album called Chamber Music of the New Jazz, which was a big influence on Miles Davis and arranger Gil Evans, as they borrowed repertoire and arrangement ideas from this album. Jamal replaced guitarist Crawford with drummer Walter Perkins, who was then replaced by drummer Vernell Fournier. Together, Jamal, Crosby, and Fournier began working steadily, playing 5 sets a night, 6 nights a week. Jamal had worked at the Pershing Lounge in Chicago at various times over the last 6 years, and now set out to record a live album with his new trio. The landmark album, At the Pershing, But Not For Me, was released on Argo Records, a subsidiary of Chess Records. This pushed the label forward in the jazz market, and it was the turning point for Jamal's career. The song list that night at the Pershing was diverse, including standards like Moonlight in Vermont, Dizzy Gillespie's Woody and You, and this one by George and Ira Gershwin. This is But Not For Me. The Ahmad Jamal Trio had an almost magical connection, and they swung so hard, yet it was smooth and light at the same time. Jamal would sometimes use extended vamps, leaving space, as Crosby grooved on with his melodic bass lines, and Fournier displayed his masterful work on the brushes. Jamal was elegant and inventive, and even though his music was referred to as background or cocktail music by some critics, his use of space again was a significant influence on Miles Davis. Miles was even quoted as saying, "All my inspiration today comes from Ahmad Jamal." Let's hear a tune from the musical Oklahoma that Miles Davis also recorded himself. This is the Rodgers and Hammerstein composition, "The Surrey with the Fringe on Top." Thank you. This recording at the Pershing became one of the year's top-selling albums, and it was the tune called Poinciana that was the major hit. Poinciana, written by Nat Simon and Buddy Bernier, was previously made popular by Glenn Miller in the 30s and is based on a Cuban folk song, La Canción del Árbol, or The Song of the Tree. The Ahmad Jamal version was driven by the infectious New Orleans second-line drum groove played by Vernell Fournier. Fournier, a New Orleans native, had heard these rhythms since his childhood, and he played this unique groove with a felt mallet in the right hand and displayed intricate rhythms between the snare drum, with the snares off, and the floor tom. At the same time, he played offbeats on the cymbal bell with a stick in his left hand. Now, when I knew Vernell back in the early 90s, he told me that this was an authentic way of playing this beat because it mimicked how a bass drummer would play the drum and cymbal in a brass band in New Orleans. This beat has become known as the Poinciana beat. In addition to Fournier's beat, Israel Crosby's bass lines became melodies unto themselves. They provided counterpoint to Jamal's sound, and these bass lines have become standard vocabulary for bassists. Each section of Poinciana is a new melodic idea from Jamal, a new bass line and drum groove from Crosby and Fournier. The song continues to build with each new hook played by Jamal. Thank you. Poinciana was a huge hit, and it became standard dance music, appearing on most jukeboxes in the late 50s. The original version was 7.5 minutes long, but there was a radio single released that was just under 3 minutes. Undoubtedly, Poinciana became Ahmad Jamal's signature tune, and Vernelle Fournier also became known for it. I remember when Vernelle passed away and Ahmad played it at his memorial. That version for me, too, was unforgettable. Pershing, But Not For Me, was a landmark album, as it brought Ahmad Jamal, Israel Crosby, and Vernelle Fournier their most popularity in the late 1950s and into the 60s. The album stayed on Billboard's Hot 100 album chart for over 2 years, climbing all the way to number 3. And it has sold well over 1 million albums to date. Let's finish up with a tune that was a pop hit for vocalist Teresa Brewer in the 1950s. It's a bit of an unlikely selection for Jamal, but as with everything else, he makes it completely his own. This is Music, Music, Music. In this episode, we've heard only part of this highly influential record, but I encourage you to find Ahmad Jamal's At the Pershing, But Not For Me, and enjoy it in its entirety. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.